So, you know, disk drive manufacturing in the 1980s. You could do a better disk, build a better disk drive than anybody else. You could take over the whole world, and 2 years later, someone else would come along and replace yours. And in the course of 15 years, you got vastly improved disk drives, so it had great benefit to consumers, but it didn't actually help the people who started these companies. And so there's always this question about having a huge breakthrough in technology, but then also being able to say, explain why yours will be the last breakthrough, or at least the last breakthrough for a long time. Or will you make a breakthrough, and then you can keep improving on it at a quick enough pace that no one can ever catch up. So if you have a structure of the future where there's a lot of innovation and other people will come up with new things in the thing you're working on, that's great for society. It's actually not that good for your business, typically. And then economies of scale, we already talked about. So I think this last mover thing is very critical. I'm always tempted, you know, I don't want to overdo the chess analogies, but you know, the first mover in chess is someone who plays white. White is about a one-third of a pawn advantage, so there's a small advantage to going first. You want to be the last mover who wins the game, and so there's always the Capablanca world champion, chess champion Capablanca line: "You must begin by studying the end game." And I do think that's, well, I wouldn't say that's the only thing you should study.